The inspiration came from a practice of sitting outside in nature by myself on a daily basis for about 2 weeks. And there was one time where I was sitting outside and it was raining and I was just watching the water drops. And I saw this teeny, teeny, tiny little spider. And I just was struck with complete awe and peace, really, and just a relaxation. And that was followed by a few other experiences. And then I started dancing just to express what I was feeling. And then after I danced, I wanted to do some writing as well and see if I could translate what I was feeling into words.
And so you took that into a series of workshops to help others to express their message to Mother Earth.
Exactly. I'm hoping that this project can be a doorway for people to start to cultivate or to recultivate a personal relationship with the planet and with the natural world. And one way to do that is through writing.
So your personal experience, it generated within you a sense of peace and a sense mm-hmm. of connectiveness. How did it evolve from that, from your personal sense of peace and wanting to express yourself into wanting to incorporate other people's messages to Mother Earth?
What happened was I was encouraged through some conversations to share this experience of just sitting outside and then writing with a few friends and colleagues. We were in Arizona on Navajo Nation land, and we did that, and people sat for about 20, 30 minutes on their own without their cell phones, without any timepiece, and then we wrote, and it was such a profound experience for them that they kept asking me what was going to happen next. And so then I crafted a format for a workshop that I have led a couple times with different groups of people, college students and adults. And each time it kind of tells me what the next step will be. The workshop that I developed is a combination of movement. We use movement and dance and breath to really get into our body, to connect to our body and to help us be present in the moment. And movement helps elicit a sense of wholeness. And then what we do is we go and we spend some time outside, and people are by themselves, and I keep track of time, and I ask them just to not bring any technology with them, and just to sit and to wait and to watch and to feel and to smell and to sense and just to see what happens. And then I give them a piece of paper, and I just ask them to write what is ever on your heart. I say, if you could send the earth a message, what would you say? And that's the only prompt. And then they write. And on the back of the postcard, they either make a collage or they choose a picture that I've taken from the landscape where the workshop is being held. One of the things that's important to me about this project is that it really asks people to slow down, to listen, to observe, and to feel. And then I have all these, some of them are short, some of them are like tiny writings, so they can write as much as they want. And some people have said that there's way more that they want to say, and they sometimes go and write on their own, or I don't know what they do. Hopefully they continue the thinking and the process on their own.
So you've been doing these workshops over a period of time, and you collect these postcards. What do you do with them? What's the next step for these?
That's a great question. Right now, what's happening is I'm really excited to share them in an exhibit form, which is what's going to be happening in the North Boulder First Friday, this Friday, May 1st. And then I'm also looking for a larger arena to share the postcard, because the messages are really meant to be shared. They're not for me to hold on to. They come into my possession, and then they're meant to be shared. There are also a few of them that are shared online on the website, which is postcardstotheearth.com. What I love is really to see them in material form, and when you can see them all together and you can read the message and you can look at the picture that the person has chosen to put with their message is really profound. And perhaps there's another dance performance that will be created from the text that is in some of these postcards.
I see that you have some postcards with you today. Would you be interested in reading one or two?
Sure, I would love to. There's so many beautiful ones. This one I'll read. My precious love, I'm so sorry for escaping the messages because I felt too weak to bear the burden and invest in my own microcosm. I love you, I hear you, I see your warning, and I am back to stand up for the balance and restore humanity's relationship with you. This one is a different flavor. Dear Mom, I hope that you are still around to take care of my grandchildren.
Wow, that sound. I mean, that's a very, very different take on personal reflection and reflection of one's own life as a message to the earth as well. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
When you reflect on these messages versus, I mean, your own first experience that launched this, I mean, has that evolved your own perspective on your relationship with the earth?
Yes, it's been quite profound. There's something happening with my identity. I've trained as a dancer, and I am a dancer, and now my project is really taking a huge step into the natural world, and I can't name all the plants, and I'm not a biologist, but there's this passion that I feel, and it's new to me to feel it and to recognize it and to even be able to put words to it. So I'm humbled, and I'm humbled by being the one who gets to read these cards, and I weep when I read them. They're just, people write about their mental illness or about their own self-consciousness or lack of confidence, and it's really amazing.
So what will people be able to see at the NOBO First Friday event?
All of the postcards that I have so far will be on display, and people can take their time and walk around and read them and touch them and hold them in their hands. And there will also be materials there for people to make their own postcards. We're going to be in an artist studio that's kind of in an industrial neighborhood, but I'm going to bring some natural elements into the studio to help give some people a sensory experience of some elements. And they'll have the opportunity to write. If anybody wants to bring a picture of themselves in nature that they want to use as for their postcard, that's welcome as well.
For more information, once again, where can people go?
People can go to postcardstotheearth.com. And my email is there, which is Marin@postcardstotheearth.com.